Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph in Kedushin. The two dots about 10 lines down on the page. Mishnah said that the Kesef, we said, we learned already that you can acquire a woman in one of three ways. That means you can betroth her and make Kedushin. One of three ways. Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. One of those three ways. And we explained already based on the Pesukim, how do we get the Kesef, Shtar, and Bia? That we've done already for the last 8-9 blot. Now, how much money do you have to give her, or how much the value? How much is the value of the money that you must give her for it to be a good kedushin? Usually, we've gone over this many times. Usually, it's a ring today, right? But it could be money, or it could be anything of value. So, but how much is the value of the bia? Shammai says it has to be a dinar. A dinar is a substantial amount. Think of it as a dollar, let's say, in those times. A dinar. It's still used in Jordan and some Arab countries as a dinar is the is considered the coin, the denomination. Their currency. Basil says, no, even a pruta. Pruta we think of as a penny, the smallest coin possible. Now we're going to discuss is, where do you get these ideas from, dinar or pruta? But kesa b'sham yom dinar. My tamad b'sham. What's b'sham is reasoning? B'sham says you need a lot more than, according to Basil, that a pruta is good enough. Amav zeir shekein isha makfedes al atzma veinam skedesh pachas dinar. Basil says, very simple. A woman's particular about herself. Giving her a penny is an insult. She wouldn't accept that. A woman's particular, and therefore you need at least a dinner, something more kosher. Amar Abaya, so Abaya turned to him and says, Elmiata, if that's the case, you go by how particular they are. Elmiata go and bin said to Rav Yanai, the daughters of Rav Yanai, the captain on Afshaya, they were very particular about themselves. They thought themselves worth a lot. They wouldn't get married for less than 3 kav of dinner, in other words, like a barrel full or a bucket full of dinner for a lot of money. Hachanami, are you going to tell me also that they need that amount of money? The pashta yada v'kibla chad zuzah me'achar. If one of them accepted, let's say, one zuz, a zuz is the same as a dinner, the same equivalent of a dinner. Hachanami dov kedushin, you say that's not a kedushin because they are more chashuv, they need more. Amalei pashta yada v'kibla lo kamina. If they accepted money from somebody else, that shows you that they don't think of themselves as so chashuv. In other words, if she accepted kedushin for a dinner, that shows you she doesn't think of herself as being worth a bucket full of 3 kavs of dinner. Now, I'm not talking about a case like that. Kikim at the kitchen balayla, inam the shav shlich. I'm talking about where she didn't know. She was in kashya night. She didn't see how much the ring was worth, or she sent the shliach and she didn't say how much it should be. So in a case like that, in a chanami, the daughters of Yanai who were particular about themselves wouldn't be married unless they got like a very expensive diamond ring. There are women, if you wouldn't give them a ring that's worth, I don't know, $10,000 or $20,000, they're not going to get married. Because they say, yeah, that's an insult to me. If you're going to insult me, why get married to you? So in the Chanami, that was his opinion. So Abzeir's opinion is the reason why Beishamah says you need a dinner is because women are machped about themselves. They're machped about themselves, and less than a dinner, nobody's going to accept. Some require a lot more than a dinner, but the minimum amount is dinner. That's Beishamah. That's Beishamah's opinion, according to where Abzeir explains it. Could have Yudam Ravasi. Different reasons. Don't have Yudam Ravasi. Call Kesef Ambatora, Kesef Tsuri, Michel Devarim, Kesef Mzinim. It's a different reason. It's a technical reason. Yudam Ravasi explained that any money mentioned in the Torah, Call Kesef Ambatora, is considered Kesef Tsuri. In other words, any money, when Torah says Kesef, it means what's called Tyrian money. That's the Yerushalayim money. Yerushalayim money meaning silver. That's the minimal silver amount. Michel Devarim, Kesef Medina. In other words, whenever the pasuk says kesef, that really means real silver. And when the Torah says, it's not in the Torah, it's something that the rabbis said you have to have, v'shel devrayim, in other words, if the rabbi said you have to pay a certain amount of money, that means even provincial money. In other words, even the money that's commonly used, not the money that's in the Torah. We'll see the difference is that in the kesef in the Torah, that means silver. What is kesef? Kesef is the same word for silver as for money. So whenever the Torah, when the Mervis says, we're talking about Yerushalayim money, the minimal amount of that was silver. There were no copper coins or other metallic coins. It was all silver. So therefore, the minimum amount for that is once we talk about it has to be silver coins. So we say, okay, fine. And Peter Shkolov, Rabbi Shekel Tzuri, from Stam, Ashi says, Rabbi Shekel Tzuri, the common parts like Kesem, Dina, Shemina, Shemina, Kesem Tzuri. It's 1/8. In other words, the value of the provincial money is 1/8 of the silver money that we talk about, it's Kesem Tzuri, because they used to take the silver and mix it with 7/8 made an alloy. 7 parts copper, 1 part silver. because they, you know, just to make more money. So that's the provincial coin. That's the money that the Chacham was speaking about. Can't be talking about a pruta according to Beis Shammai, because a pruta is a copper coin. There were no copper coins in the Yerushalayim method. In the Yerushalayim coins, it was all silver. Tishin Nechoshes. If it's written up there, Tishin Nechoshes Leka. With Tishin Kesef. If it's Kesef, the Kicha Kicha, we don't have Kesef. Kim Lefik Matz, you're not a Pruta. I'm with the Chashivas boy, Ukmi Adiner, so therefore use Diner. Even though Diner is not the smallest of the silver coins in the Tyrian system, in the Tsuri system, but once we see you don't have a Pruta anymore, so we take to a Devah Chashim. In other words, Basil says, as we'll see, Pruta any amount, the smallest amount of money, a Pruta is a copper coin. Beis Shammai says, no, whenever it says he's going Kordravasi, this is the second opinion of Beis Shammai. The first opinion was, because a woman is chashiv, she wouldn't accept less than a dinner. And if she's more, if she wouldn't accept more than that, fine. She's entitled to say, I'm not accepting less than $1 million if she wants. The second opinion, Rav Yosef's opinion in Beis Shammai, the reason why he says you need a dinner is because we know from the pasuk you need kesef. What is kesef? Whenever it says kesef in the Torah, that means Tyrian kesef, means silver. Can't be a pruta because a pruta is copper. So it can't. A pruta is only in the Medina system, not in the Tsuri system. So once we know you need real silver, and therefore pruta is no good, we say fine. You need some chashiv, and therefore you go to the basic denomination in the system, which was a dinar. And a dinar is a silver coin, and a dinar is a standard coin like a dollar today. You'd say a dollar or a shekel. That's a dinar. Now, before we get back to other opinions in Beis Shammai, again, Beis Shammai different. Beis Shammai says the amount, the value of the ring or the value of the money must be at least a dinar. Beis Shammai says no, a pruta like any other amount, a pruta is good enough. So we had two reasons so far for Beis Shammai, and while we're explaining the second reason, we have a little goofa. We get a little bit of a tangent about this concept of Tyrian money, of Tsuri money. Before we get back to other reasons for Beis Shammai's requirement of at least a dinner. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rasi, Kol Kesef Amar Vatora Kesef Tsuri, Michel Devrayem Kesef Medina. Okay, whenever it says in the Torah, Kesef, it means Kesef Tsuri, Tyrian Kesef meaning only silver coins, Michel Devrayem Kesef Medina. Kesef Medina, we said provincial money is worth about an eighth of the Tsurian money. So if you have, let's say, a dinar, which is the equivalent of a zuz, in Tsuri money, So the same thing in Medina money is only worth an eighth of that. Okay. Think more of a quote. Is that a general principle? The exchange rate. Why? Because it's really based on silver. In other words, the Kesef Tsuri is really the silver money. So if you have silver money, if you have a dinar in a silver money and you have a dinar in Medina, it's only worth an eighth because it's only got an eighth amount of silver. Seven parts of it was brass or copper. So therefore, it's always worth an eighth. Talking about because that is a general principle. Valaitana, we're now on Yidal from the days. Valaitana, the issue of claims. We know there's a general principle if you make a claim against somebody and he's motive b'miktsas, you just make a shvur min haTorah. So it's based on passing the Torah. It says kitin yishareyeh kesef okay mishmor. If you give somebody money or pay them utensils to watch, and then he denies it and he's only motive to part, it goes on to say shvur Hashem yevaneim. Which is the court, etc., etc. So this is a Ritznan, Shvuah says a Yanin, when you make a Shvuah, meaning a Shvuah that the Adam put on him, Shvuah not a mitzvah of Torah, Hatan or Shtei Kesef. The claim must be two Kesef. You only have to admit to Shavu Pruta. That's already more of a mitzvah. If you make claims two Kesef and you make a Shavu Pruta. So what do you see over here? All of a sudden it's two Kesef. You say a general principle, whenever the pasuk says kesef, that means kesef tsuri, right? And what is the smallest amount of the kesef tsuri is a ma'ah. A ma'ah is there's a six ma'ah in a dinar. Okay, so if that's the case, if you say whenever it says kesef, it means tsuri money, so take the minimum of core money is ma'ah. Why are we here to say two ma'ah? It's steak kesef, it's two ma'ah. Why two ma'ah? Why all of a sudden you're getting to two? Haudah Shavaputa. There's a machlok, there's Silvan Shammai over there, does he have to, Rabban Shmuel rather, Rabban Merk, yes, you have to deny at least two kesef. Shmuel says no, the Taina Atzma is two kesef, and even if he's motor in a pruta. But in either case, Mikom Akam Rashi says, four lines down in the narrow lines, Midikani Shte kesef, Shmami Nakra Lavdaf kesef Kamar, and Rabban Mona Bialma Kapit. Because why Dafki says two kesef? If you tell me the kesef means kesef tzuri, fine. So you say the middle amount of kesef tzuri is a ma. But once you say that the claim has to be for two kesef, so why did you get the two from? It must be that ma doesn't, when it says kesef, it doesn't mean Dafki, that particular kesef. It just says kesef, and the kibbutz all pure kama, the master kesef, the chum decide how much is what. Kimla rabban, la shmur, vabat samaraka. Chum said you need at least two ma kesef in order to make a shmur, otherwise it's not kosher.
In other words, the Chachamim said, you're going to start with a shvuah. We don't want it for minimum.
That's exactly what he said.
But that doesn't mean...
It's not the Chachamim. Yeah, but we're talking about the Chachamim. We're talking about the shvuah that the Torah required.
Right.
So if we're talking about shvuah Torah, so what was the claim about?
Because the Torah, it could or cannot be.
So here we're talking about when the Torah said, whenever the Torah says kesef, it means more kesef. It means silver money. It means silver money, right? So if it means silver money, how much money are we talking about? So silver money is more kesef. So you're right, maybe the Torah wasn't accurate. That's what he says. Exactly, but the Torah says how much is the shvuah beyond. So that's exactly what he says. So there's a machlokas over there. So if you would tell me that rule applies, and whatever says kesef, it means it's tzurim kesef, like Rashi goes on to say over here. The e called dafka kesef, because if it really meant kesef, neither mar he might be a pchusa shabasurim. Mar is the minimum amount, means where do you get two from? In other words, if the argument would be in the Mishnah, you know what the middle mouse could be for the claim? One more. Very good. It fits in very good with what he said. He said, whenever the Torah says kesef, that means tzuri, kesef tzuri. Right. The min amount of that silver tzuri kesef is more. Okay, so that's what the claim has to be, because the pasuk says kesef, kesef okelim. It fits in good with what Ravasi said, that whenever it says kesef in the Torah, it means kesef tzuri, and that's the minimal amount. The minimal amount is ma, so it makes sense that the claim has to be that. Granted, you don't have to hold that. You don't have to hold that, but it would make sense at least with kitchen. But if you say it means shtei ma, where do you get that from? How do you get two ma? Elamai, it must be like you're saying, like you tell you what I'm saying, that when it says two ma, it must be that the kesef that it says in the Torah is not after a particular amount. It's really up to the chum. The chum said, well, we're not going to sit in judgment and make a guy make a shvuah unless it's two ma. That's considered chashiv. And the other one said, and even the whole guy is not approved. The other one said, I'm not focused about it. But that's good for the point. If you say that kesef always means, so he says, is it a klal that kesef always means kesef tzuri, and kesef would therefore mean a ma for the minimal? Why over there do you have two ma? The whole guy is not approved. That's the chum dominikam. The reason why you need two, but the truth is really, kesef means kesef tzuri, and the minimum amount for that is a ma kesef, which is a sixth of a dinar, but it's silver kesef, it's silver money. But the reason why you need two over there, two ma, hasan dimnikesef says kesef or kalim. Kalim is two, so kesef is two. Ma kalim shnayim, af kesef shnayim. And we learn the other way too. Ma kesef davish choshev, af kalim davish choshev. There's a sheet over there that says, the manual says, let's say I say I lent you two needles. Two little needles. Needles are worth nothing, right? They're worth almost nothing. So I give you two, and your mother told me one. I have to make a shvuah. It's not even worth a prut over there. So he says, no. So if a guy says, yeah, I lent you two needles, and you said, no, you only gave me one, you're not mother mixes. That's not a much mixer shvuah because it's not worth anything, because that's what he does from mechashim. So the answer to the question is, that is kesef tzuri? Whatever it says kesef tzuri means kesef tzuri? Yes. But I mean, so why isn't it mom? Because there it says kalim. Kalim, kesef or kalim, it's got to be two. What about meiser? Meiser will say, b'tzartah kesef b'yadcha. You should coin the money, right? You take the meiser sheni, and you put it into money. Kesef is silver money. Yitznan, ha'poreit selmi mos meiser sheni. If you were trying, let's say, what do? You had a bunch of small coins, meaning copper coins like prutot, and now you want to schlep up to Yerushalayim, so you don't want to schlep so many coins, so you change it into a seller. So what do you see? Apart from Meiser Sheni, what do you see there? That when you first redeemed it, you took the food and you redeemed the Meiser Sheni produce, the crop, and you put it into brass, copper money. How could you do that? It says kesef. You just said whatever says kesef in the Torah, it's got to be silver money, right? Not the Medina system that has prutos in it. So how does it? Part means you exchange it. You exchange into a selmi, mars, meiser sheni. Obviously you had it in brass, and how could you do that if it says tzartah kesef? The answer is kesef, ha kesef riba. There it says kesef, and it says ha kesef. That includes even other monies too. Kesef alone means silver money, the tsuri system. But it says ha kesef includes more. Okay. Or a hegdish, the ksiva nasana kesef come low. There it says also, if you're in poter hegdish, you give the money, you add 25%, and then it's yours. Vamushmur, hegdish, shavamana, shakil, lasharaputa, also the chul. Even if you, there's no such thing as a no when it comes to Agdish. You know, no, you could cheat somebody if you cheated them by up to a sixth. The sixth is a no, you return it. If it's more than a sixth, makach batel. But that's all by regular dealings between two commoners. But the Hegdish is no such thing as a no, even though it's improper to cheat Hegdish. But if you did it, it's mechulo. So if I took something worth a lot of money and it was mechal for a shell of prut, it's mechulo. How could that work? It says, menasana kesef akamla, you got a kesef. How can you do it for a prut? A prut is not kesef, a prut is copper money. Hasanami kesef kesef yolot mi meiser. There you learn our kesef from meiser. So if that's the case, you can learn out everything from meiser, right? Why? Because I'm having this kesef one out. So Rashi says, no, that's because you learn it. It says there's exer shavra. So you learn out those things are both because they're both, you know, comparable to one to another. Because meiser sheni and hegdish are both kinds of hegdish. So you could, they're both kinds of hegdish. Therefore, you could say that. But when it comes to other things. When it comes to other matters where it says kesef, then kesef we're talking need the tsuri system, we need a minimum of silver. It says vay vare kedusha. Now we're getting close. Vare kedusha isha. Vare kedusha dechsev. It says kikach ish isha ubala v'gamar kikach kikach misayefren. How do you know? Remember, we learned that kikach kikach. Then that teaches you that you can buy a woman, you can betroth a woman for kesef, right, for money. That's why we have kesef shtar and bia from there. But the combination yetzachin main kesef and kikach ish isha kikach kikach misayefren. We learned that you can. That's how you acquire a woman. You can betroth a woman with we had bia shtar or kesef. We use kesef as marzeh. Utan, Beisel Omer, Beisel says, Baputa Shavu Putna. What are you going to say over there? Ask the Be'er Shagasha. If Ravasi's clause, the general principle, whenever it says Kesef in the Torah, it means the Tsuri system, which means only silver money, not Putas. So here the Torah effectively says by Isha, it says Kesef. You want to Kesef, Kikim Seven, it's as if it says Kesef by Kiddush Isha. And here Beisel says, all you need is Shavu Putna. Name of Ravasi, Demaka Beshama. You're going to tell me Ravasi, who says, his concept that kesef in the Torah always means silver money must go like Beishamai, who says you need a dinner over here, not Beisol, because Beisol says that even a cheap copper coin is good enough. So, l'chor, you're going to say that. Ela yitmar hachi yitmar. Rather, when Ravasi said his rule, this is how he must have said it. You have to change his words slightly, because you don't want to come out that Ravasi comes out like Beisol, like Beishamai. That doesn't work. You always want to say that the Amora says something like the Tana that we pass like Beisol. Ela yitmar Ravasi, this is what he really must have said. Called kesef katsuv. If you have a fixed amount in the Torah, halom b'Torah kesef suri. Whenever the Torah gives a fixed amount of money, that's silver coinage. In other words, when the cases that we had before, now all the caches we had before fall away. The case of Tana, of Kitanisha, of kesef okay, mishmor, the case of Meiser Sheni, the case of Hegdish, all those things, it just says kesef, it doesn't say how much. So whenever it says kesef stam, it can be any amount of money. There's no particular value to it, it can even be a pruta. But whenever the Torah gives you a fixed amount, right, where does the Torah give you a fixed amount? We're going to have the cases in a minute. Right, like for example, 50 shekels of knas for a rate, 5 shekels to be paid to your son from the coin, right? Whenever it says a fixed amount, that's kesef, that's silver money, right? Like we do today, or your silver is real silver money. Only to our kesef, sorry, so the vayim kesef, if the chacham said a certain amount of money you have to pay, that could be even regular common money, even provincial money, which is worth less.
You're talking about an intrinsic value in the money then, not an exchange rate.
Correct, exactly. Like money was until recent times, it always had, until modern times, until let's say the 20th century, money always had a, until they started printing money. Right, it was tied to it. Even when they first started printing the bills in America, they had a gold standard to it. So, but the point is, there was money behind, I think until Nixon, the dollar had real gold tied behind it. So it had some value to it. Right, it used to say silver certificate. The old ones used to say silver certificate. You don't find those anymore. But it used to have it, but even the coins had a weight to them. It wasn't like today where you can have a dime that's worth more than a nickel, even though there's obviously more, you know, the nickel weighs more and it's got more metal in it, whatever. It used to have really, it was based on that thing. And that's why we said before that the Medina money, which is an eighth, a sella Medina is worth an eighth of a sella Tsuri, and a dinner Medina versus a dinner Tsuri is an eighth. It's because it only had the eighth amount of silver. It had an eighth amount as much silver as the Tsuri one. The Tsuri was the Yerushalayim money. The Ravasi saying a big Kiddush, he's telling you when the Torah said Kesef and it said a specific amount of Kesef, 50 shekels, there was an intrinsic amount of silver in there. It wasn't Stama coin that somebody made up and you could use somewhere. So this is what Ravasi is saying. Kol Kesef Kesef Amar Torah Kesef Tsuri Vishal Devar Medina. Michael, what's he teaching you there? Michael asked him, what's the Kiddush and what he said? Ravasi now teaching me Kiddush. If you tell me all Kesef, he says, and whenever it says Kesef Torah, it means silver money, fine. So it's only a Kiddush, but we slugged that up already. We slugged it up. It says, by the Isha, it doesn't work with Beisol. So, but now you tell me if a fixed amount is Kesef, that's the double portion. We already learned that. Michael asked him, Tanina. Chomish, Lam, Shal, Ben. The five sold that you're poti, you're ben before from the coin. Shloshim, Shal, Evet. The 30 shekels that you pay for the Evet, right? If you kill an Evid, you pay the fixed amount for paying for killing an Evid Kanani. If you're sure it kills an Evid Kanani, Hamishim Shalom is the 50 you pay for Hashem Fata for raping or seducing a girl, a psula. The 50 shekels that you pay, Meir Shemot Hashem, the 100 shekels that you pay to the father of the girl that you married, claiming that she wasn't a psula, that she had lived with somebody before. And it turns out you were lying. All those knasses that it says in the Torah, kulim b'shekel l'kodesh, matzuri. They're all shekel l'kodesh. Shekel l'kodesh means the shekel that's written in the Torah. In other words, the shekel, for you know, it's complicated because we also have shekels in our currency. But in the time of the Gemara, when the Gemara says shekel, in the Gemara's lashon, when the Chum said shnei shekel, that really means it's not the shekel in the Torah. That really means a half a sella. The sella that we talk about in the Gemara, that's the equivalent of a shekel in the Torah. So when he says kulam b'shekel l'kodesh, meaning a sella in our terminology, the monetary.
There was no coin shekel.
Coin? Yeah.
When you say shekel l'kodesh b'monetzuri.
Right.
So there was a shekel.
There was a shekel. Yeah, it was a shekel b'monetzuri. Meaning the shekel l'kodesh. The shekel l'kodesh, which is the equivalent of a sella in our lashon, was the manatsuri manatsuri, meaning a manatsuri. Man is 100 dinners. So 100 dinners is the equivalent of 25 sella, because a sella in the Gemara is 4 dinners, and that's 100 tsuri. In other words, what he's telling you is that what the Bryce is telling you is that when it talks about 50 shekels, that really means 50 shekels in the Torah, that really means 50 sellas. 50 silver sellers, where 100 sellers is equal to 25 dinners. He says manatsuri, which is a mana. Mana means 100. When we talk about it goes in the mana and throughout the Gemara, that means 100 dinners. 100 dinners is 25 sellers. Okay. Michel de Vrayam is also gold money. These are all silver sons. There's also gold. There's also dinners of, which is worth a lot more than like 25 times as much as the silver. But that's a different discussion. Michel de Vrayam, Kesef Adina. That's the question. The answer is Michel de Vrayam, Kesef Adina, Yisro Chalei. You're right. Ravasi, we didn't need Ravasi to teach me that, you know, that when it says 50 shekels in the Torah, it means 50 silver sellers. We don't need that. There's no Kiddush in that he's teaching me that whenever it says a fixed amount of kesef in the Torah, that means monetary. The Kiddush is Shal Devan Kesef Din Yisro Chalei Delotman. That we didn't know. That when the Chachamim tell you a certain amount of money that you have to pay for something, the Chacham made it up, that's not Kesef Tsuri. That's what Ravasi is teaching me. That's Kesef Medina. That's provincial money, which is worth a lot less. Like you say, it's only worth an eighth. Delotman, the Tanya. For example, Hatakel Chaveiro, if you bang in somebody's head, either you hit him on his head or you scream in his ear. In other words, you embarrass him, you cause him embarrassment. When somebody goes over to somebody in shul and bangs him on his head or screams in his ear or blows a shofar into his ear, you embarrass the guy, you belittle him in a certain way. The Chum said, you've embarrassed him and you have to pay boshes. How much do you pay? No seller, you give him a seller. So how much is a seller? Is there a seller, we're talking about the seller tsuri, the silver seller, which is worth, which is like 4 dinners in the Torah? He says, no, it's not that much. Alright, not that much. How much is it? Velotem my seller arba zuz, it's not 4 zuz. And my seller palgur zuz, a seller we're talking about is a half a zuz. Because we said there's 4 zuz in a seller. And how much is the seller we're talking about, the seller Medina? An eighth of the regular seller. So if you say that a seller Medina is worth an eighth of a seller tsuri, and there are 4 dinars in a seller tsuri, how much are you really paying? You're paying a half a zuz, a half a dinar. That's in Palgrazuz, which is a half a dinner. My seller Palgrazuz. David Inish to call the Palgrazuz a steer. There's a name for it. There's a coin for that in the common language. In other words, in the common money that they use, they had a word for it. It's called an astira, which is found throughout the Gemara. A half a zuz is an astira. right, so that's all the discussion about the money, which we're going to come back to when we talk about Beisul on tomorrow's daf. We're going to talk about the money again, the denominations. But that's basically the way it works. So now, the point is we've had two explanations for Beis Shammai so far as to why he says you can't compare as a pruta like Beis Hillel, but you need a din. Either because women are very chashiv and it's not enough for them to go, you know, they wouldn't accept less than that. And there's no woman would accept less than a dinner. She's too chashiv. And granted, then princesses or people who think they're worth a lot of money or rabbis' daughters want more, and chanam, they wouldn't be considered getting married, they wouldn't get married for less. But the middle amount is a dinner. The second opinion is simply because when the Torah says kesef, that's what it means. Kesef has to be, it's got to be silver money. Prut is not good like Beis Hillel. It's got to be silver money. Middle amount, silver money. Once we talk about silver money, so you don't take the middle amount of silver money, which is a ma, but rather we take a dinner, which is more chashiv. I think I mentioned before, there's six ma in a dinner. Six ma in a dinner, but ma is at least the middle amount of silver. But once we say that a prut is not good enough, it shows you weren't really something chashiv, so you go to a dinner. That's Rav Asi's opinion. A third opinion now. Our third opinion is Rav Shimon Lakish. Rav Shimon Lakish is talking about Beis Shammai Kedechizkia. Very good. Rav Shimon Lakish is talking about the rule is, we learn that a man can sell his daughter. Rahman Aslan, he needs the money, or he's not a good father, whatever it is. He sells his daughter. If she's not Bas Mitzvah yet, he can sell her as a slave. It's called an Amar Vriya. Okay. Now, he sells her, let's say, for 6 years. Let's say he sells her when she's 6 years old, till the age of 12 when she goes out of Mag. He sells her for 6 years. And he sells her, let's say, for 100 dinars a year, whatever, okay? Let's say $100 a year, 100 dinars a year. So he sells her for 600 dinars. Now she wants to be poor herself. Some family member gets some money, or maybe the father came into money, and they want to buy her back. So you buy her back according to the cheshbon, with $600 for 6 years. So let's say after 2 years she wants to go out. So what does she do? She pays the other $400, right, that he had bought for the other 4 years, and that's it. She knocks down, she deducts from her pidyon from how much money, and she goes out. So Yamadishlam at the Ovla dinner. Now, how does that work? I gave an example. We gave 600 dinners. Let's say he gave her a dinner for 6 years. So Hanu de Magara Vazlad Prutas. So you could say, okay, you divide the dinner. The dinner, there's a lot of prutas in a dinner, as we'll see. A dinner is six ma is two punyan. It all goes down to the which is two isers. And we learn there's eight prutas in a dinner. There's 192 prutas in a dinner. So you can go on. So you can say you can divide it up and divide it according to the years. Eliyam at the Avla Pruta. And Elamai, what? Elamai, you say that she was sold for a pruta. The man was so poor that he sold his daughter simply for a penny. And if he was that poor, for a pruta. So a pruta migbara, there's nothing less than a pruta. Pruta is a penny. Right? There's nothing longer, smaller than that. So how could you deduct from that? In other words, you learn from Bahafte that he helps her. Well, Rashi explains all the Rashi that you have to, the owner helps her redeem herself by figuring out how much money he paid for her and how much time has passed, and you divide the time by the amount of money, and what's remaining you do. That's fine if there's a substantial amount of money. If he gave a dinner, let's say he paid $1, so she buys herself back for 10 cents or 5 pennies or pence or whatever you call it. But if he bought her for a pruta, or yamat yav pruta, me pruta gmin gara. So, now, first of all, this is talking about Amavriya. We're talking about Nisha, right? We're talking about Nisha getting married. So we didn't relate to it yet, but we will shortly. First, let's get we'll establish shortly we're learning Isha of marriage from Amavriya. But first, we're establishing the idea of Amavriya. So obviously, you have to buy her for more. You buy her for more than a Pruta. Otherwise, there's no chance for her to redeem herself. If he paid as much as a dinner for her, so then Tigra ad Pruta, she can go to Pruta. If you have a Pruta, well, Tigra ad, then she can't. She can't buy herself back because you can't get anything less than a Pruta. Right? Or let her give a whole Pruta. If she wants to redeem herself, she's got to pay the whole Pruta because there's nothing to deduct from. Maybe you'll say that. So, no, Lo Sarka, you can't say that. Because Dumya de Yid, it works like Yid. What is Yid? Yid is another strange concept, it says in the Torah, in Mishpatim, that when he has this Amavri in his possession, she's 10 years old now, it's actually a mitzvah, he should marry her. Because she's alone, her father sold her off already, right? And it said she's an Amavriya. Give her some chashivas, marry her, bring her into the house as a wife. Him or his son could do that. And we learn out, how does he marry her? By taking whatever money is left in her account, so to speak, that he paid for in the contract, in the service contract. He bought her for, let's say, six dinners, and there's two, at the age of six, now there's 2 years left. So he says, whatever's left in the contract, there's 2 dinners left, you're married to me with that money. That's how he does it. Him or his son can marry off that way. So it's the Zumir Yir. It's got like my Yir. I forgot the boy Miyaya. The boy Lam. He doesn't have to marry her. It's not a law that he has to. If he doesn't like her, he doesn't marry her, right? If he wants to, he can. But call Echad the Lam. If he can't be Miyaya her, law, this means it's not a sale. What does that mean it's not a sale? Meaning this, that the father cannot sell her to somebody who, let's say, she's a korach to, that she couldn't marry for some reason, for some other reason. Let's say it's a sister-in-law or something like a brother-in-law, somebody that she can't marry. So you can't do that. It's got to be when he sells her off to him, originally, when the sale takes place, it has to be somebody that the baal and the master could marry. So what do you see? You see the apagav the boy, if he wants to marry her or not, korach the muslim, if he can't be marry her, well, obviously it's not a good sale. And if he can't marry her because they're prohibited from marrying for other reasons, for incestual reasons, it's not a good sale. So Al-Kharami called it Lamatsi Megara, Lavizmina. The Pasuk says, Rafi Yafi Megara. If he can't deduct himself, it's not a valid sale. Lavizmina's meaning. So it's massive over here, even that, you know, she wouldn't even redeem herself for a whole period. That's not fair. I mean, why should she have to pay more? So it's massive that you have to be able to deduct it. So therefore, he's saying over here, you have to be able to deduct it. So therefore, the reason why we say over here by Omer Vriya that you can't sell her for a prutah is because there's no means of deduction for being paid herself back. And now we relate it to the Kedisha Isha, the Beis Shammai, Nafkal Miyam Avriya. And Beis Shammai will say, according to Rish Lakish, he's saying, learns out from Chizkiya's rule, that you learn out Kedisha Isha from Amavriya. Because Amavriya also has Kedusha involved, like we just said, Rashi explains. There's also Yid here by Amavriya. Even though you originally buys her as a slave, you didn't marry her, but there is Kedusha there also, because he could marry her. So you learn out Amavriya from, you learn out Isha from Amavriya. Ma Amavriya b'pruto l'makni, af Isha b'pruto l'miktasha. Okay, so if that's the case, a mapal g'dinner, so if that's the case, okay, fine, you don't need a pruto, but you could have a half a dinner. In other words, all you need is the ability to deduct for the years. In other words, so really, let's say you could have six prutos. Now, you know, it doesn't have to be as much as a dinner, which is a lot of money, like a big dollar. They mapal get a dinner, they mishtei prutos, or even say two prutos. He buys it for two prutos, and she redeems herself back for one of the prutos. You could do that also. That's just, yeah.
And so, you want to affect a marriage for a minor.
Right.
And, let's say a 10-year-old minor.
Right, right.
And the father comes in love and says, I want to redeem my daughter.
Right, right.
Too late.
You can redeem, but she's married to him already. Don't forget, the father sold her. He has no real reshus over her right now. Only if she redeems herself or somebody redeems her in a bath. But he didn't do that. Too late then.
Simultaneous, then
you gotta. Yeah, if he comes first, if he quote her first, quote her first. But calls on she's a slave. And she has not her own das, because don't forget, an Amavriya is only an Amavriya calls on that she's not bat mitzvah. Once she's 12 years old, she goes out anyway. So she doesn't have her own das over here. So it's really up to the master to decide if he's going to marry her or not. It's considered a mitzvah to do so. Understand?
When the father sells her, it's
with that understanding in mind, exactly. As we just said, he can't sell her unless there's a potential for marriage. He understands when he's selling her that she's going to be a slave until the age of 12, or until he redeems her, or unless the guy marries her, and then he's his wife. And she's a slave, now she's his wife. Right, understand? You missed Kurt's line. Kurt says after he marries her, she's still a slave. You know? All right. Vayimah Paul get the dinner. Vayimah stay proof. I quoted you. Vayimah Paul get the dinner. Vayimah stay proof. So why not? So then you don't need a dinner. Why did Beis Shammai say? We're looking. Why did Beis Shammai say you need a dinner? As long as you have the ability to deduct from original amount, so you can deduct that even from tuberous. And it's just keeping the fictim in pruta. Once you've gone out of a pruta, ukman dinner. Once you've gone out of the stage of pruta, again we're out of brass money. So we'll talk about put it on something chashiv. Rabbi Mahana told Beis Shammai, Shleib Benas Yisrael Kefker. He gives a fourth reason. Benas Yisrael shouldn't be like Kefker. In other words, what a puta is nothing. It's like you're getting him for nothing. You have to have some chashivas then. This sounds very much like the first reason. Like the first reason we brought them from Zera. Because they're not mocked themselves. But I was thinking that there's a difference between them. Because Shalayas B'nai Yisrael Kefker is like an automatic thing. All B'nai Yisrael, and it's like a general rule. We don't allow B'nai Yisrael to be Hefker. According to Rav Zera's rule, right, that you know, it really depends on the individuals, right? They're not mocked for themselves. They're mocked for the Jewish girls are mocked for them themselves. They wouldn't be less from the dinner, not because it was their intention, because it was their intention. Like we saw, the daughters of Rav Yanai, who let's say weren't a bucket full of money, or this one who's not going to get engaged for a ring unless it costs $50,000. So that's wouldn't be considered kedushin. You understand? Why nafkamina? So you say, but did they accept it or not? So he said, nafkamina would be if they accepted it at night and they didn't see the ring, right? They accepted kedushin, or she sent the shliach. So if the person, depends on the person's individual wants and needs, so you could say, well, listen, maybe it's a suffix with kedushin over here or not. Because this girl is a very rich girl, and, you know, she already had rings worth millions of dollars, and this guy comes along and gives her an engagement ring worth $200, she probably wouldn't accept kedushin in a case like that, even though it's well over a dinner, because it depends on her. But according to Rava's reason, it really is from the Yisrael Hefka. We have a general rule that a dinner is considered the Yadat dependent. Now, you could still say it's Mekach Tos. If she meant to, if she thought it was a certain amount and it wasn't a certain amount, you could still have Mekach Tos. But the question is, what's the automatic rule? According to the first opinion of Zayra, it really depends on the individual girl. And according to him, it's a similar reason. Rav is a similar reason, but Shlomo Yisrael Hefker, dinner is the minimum amount.
Rav Zera also beforehand for a general rule. I'm not sure if it was his or we used his, because we said that we use Rav Zera's rule to rule out Chalifin.
Right.
And we say there also that it, even if it's Chalifin for 100,000.
Right. It's not. Right. That could be a general rule. That could be a like revolver from the stuff that.
Well, you have Benoit Stroke after
yeah, we're not talking about slavery. No, we're going back to the Kedushin now.
I'm saying, yeah.
It's a general. It's a general rule. That's a general rule. They're trying to counteract that.
No, that's not. In that time, selling your daughter for is preventing her from being
happy. That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But in any case, we're talking about Kedushin. It was accepted for 4 minutes. Yeah.
Good
answer. It is.
That's not happening.
Yeah, okay.
No, he's not doing it. Once he's leaving here, he's married.
I understand
what you're saying.
It's hard to judge by...
Again, I repeat what I say. You sell your 6-year-old to some 47-year-old. It's hard to understand
by today's standards.
She's not a prostitute. She's not a prostitute. She's got a pimp.
Okay, it's hard to judge by today's standards. Okay. Beshame says with the dinner.
It's the same society.
Right. Beshame
says. You might tell me that you'll learn it out. Okay. That you have a limud.
All right.
But you're telling me that selling your 6-year-old to a 47-year-old is good.
He had several women, wives.
Right.
Would you ever do it?
Irving, they didn't live for 47 those days. How much is a pruta? What is a pruta? So Rabbi Yosef wants to say it's a pruta from any amount of money. In other words, the minimal amount of pruta. Every society has their lowest coin, their cheapest coin. So whatever the pruta was it a fixed amount? So he says, no, any amount was. What do you mean? The simplest amount of money. In England they have a pence, I think it's called, right? And here we have a penny. Half a pence, right? They have small amounts of money. Rabbi Yosef wants to say any amount, whatever the pruta meant, the smallest coinage in any society. But he says, no, but we learned, the Mishnah says, how much is a pruta? It's 1/8 of an iser. So we have a 6-month. Maybe that was in Moshe's generation. That was when the Torah was written. They figured that it was based on that. It was based on pruta of Moshe's time. But here, based on whatever every society has as their cheapest denomination, you can't say it. But Rav of Dimadim, he came from Eretz Yisrael. Omar, Shir of Samari, Bedoro, he figured it out. Somewhere in his generation, Kami Pruta, Echemish Marami Sitake. He figured in his generation it was there, not that, that what was the Pruta. Vichas Ravana, Rav the story of Rav Yana, Rav Oshia, Shir of Kamavi Pruta, they figured Echemish Shabi Sitake. They figured that the Pruta is a sixth of an Isitake. So therefore, it was a fixed amount. It had a certain specific value to it, a certain value, not that simply it's the lowest denomination in any society. So how could you say that? Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef answered him, how many putras are there in two cellars? Yosef Malpayim. There's more than 2,000. Now, it doesn't work out to 2,000 because when you do the denomination in a cellar is for dinner. A dinner is 6 maw. A maw has 2 punjon, and each punjon has an iser. And an Isser has 8 putas. It comes out that every dinner is 192 putos. So if that's the case, How do you say? He said, he answered him back. He says, you think that it's a fixed amount? If according to you that it's a fixed amount, that it's 1/8 of an iser, a put is 1/8 of an iser, when you go up the ladder, an iser, there's two isers in a punyan, two punyans in a ma, six ma in a dinner, comes out, there's 192 putas in a dinner, and how many dinners that we set over here? How many dinners are there? There's four dinners in a cellar. So he says, I would say, kamen putas b'shnei selam, how many are there in two cellars? Remember, a cellar is four dinner. That means two cellars is eight dinner. And a dinner is 192. What's eight times 192? 1,536. It's not 2,000. It's not more than 2,000. Say b'chash kamen putas b'shnei selam, yosem alpayim. Hashta alpayim, it's not even 2,000. Yosem alpayim kari, how can you? There's a coin. You're saying that I'm wrong, that it's not an eight, but he says over there that two cellars has more than 2,000 putos. It's got to be that it's a smaller value than the eighth of an iser. I learned the midrash over there different in Torah's Kanam. It says not yosem alpayim, but rather close to 2,000. It doesn't quite have 2,000. It's still an eighth of an iser, and it's close to 2,000. So at the end, alpha v'chamesh meya v'tlos v'shisav. It's only 1,536. Again, there's 192 putas in a dinner. There's eight dinners in two cellars. 8 times 192 is 1,536. It's only 1,506. And the answer is, keep enough to me, paragraph. Once it's more than 1,500. In other words, once it's more than 1.5, they rounded up cargo pine, it's called close to 2,000. Meaning, it's more than 1,500 putos. So it says close to 2,000 putos. So therefore, he says, it could still very well be that we're going with that denomination, that the puta is, like we saw in our Mishnah, the puta is not simply the smallest denomination in Colombia or France or wherever it is. It means that it's a specific amount. It's 1/8 of an iser. Again, there's two isers in a punyon, two punyons in a ma, six ma in a dinner. That means that every dinner has 192 putos, and a seller would have four times that, right? Which is 800 less 32, okay, 768. So therefore, two times that's something. So therefore, we come out that it is a fixed amount, and that's what Beisul says, a prut was what it takes to get married. Tomorrow, Shana Rabba, we start davening at 6:10. It's a long davening, but they only have two minyanim, 6:10 and 8. So we'll learn at the regular time of 5:30 minutes of Shem tomorrow, starting from Gufa, here in the middle of Daf Yud Beis.
Over 12. Too bad, Rick.